Michael Morton spent almost a quarter century in jail for a crime he did not commit. On August 13, 1986, his wife was murdered in their home after he left for work. Their 3.5-year-old son, Eric, was found wandering the front yard hours later. 6 months ago, DNA evidence freed Morton and identified another man with a long criminal history. I interviewed dozens of people in the course of this story. Patricia Morton, Michael Morton's mother, was the very last interview done at her home in East Texas. Like her son, Patricia Morton's steadfastness and humility were striking.
I knew my son was innocent, and I just couldn't believe that they could convict him. And he said, "Mother, they can't convict me because I'm innocent." And I knew that was true because I knew him, and I knew he loved her with all his heart.
After he was found guilty, did you have a crisis of confidence?
No. I did not waver in my faith. I knew that God had a purpose. I just didn't know. I prayed that something would happen and he would be freed.
Did it ruin your life?
Well, of course it did. I felt like I was in prison too, because he was my child and I couldn't help him.
On the other side of the family, they felt like Michael had been... the justice had been done. How did you deal with that? Eric was in the middle.
It was difficult for him. They always told Eric that his father was guilty. I tried not to talk to Eric very much about him because it was confusing to him, and I didn't want to upset him. I got a graduation invitation from him, and I sent him money and got a very sweet note from him. And then after that, I didn't hear from him again until after his father was out of prison.
So that was a loss.
That was a terrible loss for me, because I loved him so much, and he was almost like my own. All of a sudden, we got a call, and I immediately started crying. And I ran and told my husband, and I told my daughters, and we were all overjoyed. We just couldn't believe that finally he was going to get out, that they had found the man who had actually committed the crime. And the next Sunday, I got a telephone call, and she said, "I think Mike's going to get out on a Tuesday." I just can't tell you how I felt. I had to race to town on a Sunday night, and one department store was open for me to buy clothing for him, and that was Kohl's. Thank God for Kohl's department store.
Had you given up hope?
No, not ever. I never gave up hope.
It must have been pretty thin gruel, though, after 25 years.
No, I never gave hope. I knew that he was innocent, and I knew that DNA or something would finally release him.